to WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Strasbourg's controversial mayor turns himself in over charges that he misused town and state funds. Virginia education officials endorse a new way to more fairly allocate money for schools. And we hear from one expert on the link between poverty and eviction. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, October 18th. Strasbourg's mayor has been charged with misusing town and state money. Richard Orndorff Jr. turned himself into authorities Thursday. The state police charged Orndorff with 4 counts of food stamp fraud and 2 counts of obtaining money by false pretense, all misdemeanors. The investigation into allegations against the 55-year-old mayor began March 15th. Earlier this year, Orndorff was charged with driving under the influence after the ATV he was driving allegedly ran into the Strasbourg Community Library. Some town residents have petitioned for his removal from office. State police say an officer in Roanoke fatally shot a man who was pointing a gun at authorities. 28-year-old Chase Andrew Austin was killed by a Roanoke officer on Wednesday. The statement says officers responding to a trespassing call found Austin at a Krispy Kreme shop, which had banned him from the location. Police say Austin became confrontational, pulled out a pistol, and pointed it at an officer. Authorities say the officer then shot Austin, who ran away from the scene. Austin was caught shortly afterward and hospitalized. He later died from his wounds. The unidentified officer was placed on administrative leave. Thursday, Virginia's State Board of Education unanimously approved some significant changes to how they want the Commonwealth to allocate money to public schools. From VPM News, Megan Pauley reports.
One of the most dramatic changes the board has recommended, more funding for schools with a high number of students living in poverty. Board President Dan Gecker said the changes go beyond just the money and represent a clear shift in the board's focus.
What this is today is an effort to assist those children who need it most so that they have the same opportunity for a positive outcome as any other child in the Commonwealth.
They recommended creating a statewide equity fund. It would send additional dollars to schools like those in Richmond, with more than half of their students living below the poverty line. Schools could use the funds to help recruit and retain qualified teachers, as well as pay for specialists and support programs. Ultimately, though, lawmakers have to sign off on the plan. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
The Virginia Department of Corrections has asked a federal judge to throw out a lawsuit over public access to executions. The lawsuit alleges that the department violates the First Amendment by using curtains to block witnesses from seeing certain steps during a lethal injection or electrocution, the 2 methods of execution allowed under Virginia law. 4 news organizations filed the suit last month. It seeks a court order to ensure the public can view the entire execution process from the moment an inmate enters the execution chamber through the moment of death. Lawyers for the state argue that there is no First Amendment right to witness an execution. Public money is often doled out in the form of grants, but there is a debate about how much of that process should be public information, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
To get grant money from the government for the Virginia Telecommunications Initiative, companies have to fill out grant applications. Sometimes those applications are challenged. That's a paper trail that's led to questions about how much of all those documents should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the law needs to balance the need for transparency with the risk of exposing trade secrets.
The right of businesses, even though they're looking for a public grant, to protect their critical business information. If you don't have that, then you're not going to have businesses applying for these grants. And what is the purpose at that point?
A bill creating new exemptions sailed through the General Assembly earlier this year with 0 opposition in the Senate and only 4 no votes in the House. One was Northern Virginia Democratic delegate Danica Rome, a former journalist turned lawmaker who says she's sick of seeing
exemption after exemption after exemption to our Freedom of Information Act. That is not how the Freedom of Information Act was designed. That is not its intended purpose. And we need to make sure that the public has the most access to the most amount of information.
Over the summer, the Freedom of Information Advisory Council issued an advisory opinion that materials submitted as part of a challenge to an application are not shielded from the public with an exemption. I'm Michael Pope.
Actor Alec Baldwin, known for his biting impersonations of President Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live, is coming to Virginia to help Democratic legislative candidates. The progressive advocacy group People for the American Way said that Baldwin plans to knock on doors, make calls, and deliver pizza to volunteers. He plans to visit Midlothian, Fredericksburg, and Fairfax next week. Baldwin is a board member of the group and has been an outspoken critic of Trump. Virginia is one of only four states holding legislative elections this year, and the only one where partisan control of the legislature is considered up for grabs. The election is widely viewed as a good barometer of public sentiment ahead of the 2020 presidential election cycle. Finally today, Matthew Desmond is the author of Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City. He spoke at Virginia Commonwealth University this week about the relationship between poverty and eviction. Brianna Scott with VPM News reports.
One reason for eviction is falling behind on rent payments. Matthew Desmond says almost one in four cost-burdened families are spending more than 70% of their income on rent.
Evictions are not just a condition of poverty. Evictions are also a cause of poverty. We cannot fix poverty in America if we don't fix housing.
Richmond is one of the top cities evicting residents. Patrick McLeod from the Virginia Apartment Management Association says not all tenants who are served eviction notices end up out of their home. McLeod says one way to prevent eviction is by educating tenants before it gets to that point.
Let's talk about what quality rental housing is and what you should look for.
Desmond says Richmond is providing a model for the nation in addressing the housing crisis by piloting the first eviction diversion program in Virginia this year.
That's Brianna Scott with VPM News reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Friday.